Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXLEXCEL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I am so excited to be back and to be with all of you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I have to give a lot of shout outs here. One huge shout out to Jess Machado for filling in Monday and Tuesday. She did a phenomenal job. The reviews were rave. People really liked her, and I appreciate her doing that. Jared also always carrying the team here, holding down the fort, which we appreciate. And Caroline Levitt and Emma Foley both did Grace's News for Howie's show. And so I'm so lucky to be surrounded by supremely talented, smart, conservative women, and I appreciate all their help over the last 2 days. Now, most importantly, thank you all for tuning in. We have a lot to get to today. Now, here's something that might surprise you, okay? Because it surprises me. I'm going to start this show. Now, keep your radios on. Don't panic, okay? Don't make any sudden movements. Let's not be rash here. Let's walk this through. I am going to start today by talking about the Russian hoax and Joe Scarborough. I know, it's two things, and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. It sounds really bad, but I think you're going to enjoy it. I think these are important cuts. Usually my rule with Joe Scarborough, and Jared knows this, I tend to treat him, I put him in the same category as I put The View, which is Trump-deranged lunatics living on a different planet who, when I watch them, I can't even understand. I can't even.
Desecration?
When Whoopi Goldberg says, oh, Joe Biden declassified these things as VP, I don't know what her sources are, what her intel is. If it's the same intel she's getting on the Holocaust, probably not foolproof, okay? And I would put Joe Scarborough under that category. Like, he's on Jupiter with Cher tweeting about Orange Man bad, and so I don't take him very seriously. But something funny happened. So the Russian hoax is back in the news this week in a big way. And it's mostly still around. I'm going to explain this. And all of you have seen this in one way or another. And maybe you have friends. And you know, if you do have friends who are still hanging on to this, call in. This is going to be like a nice cathartic group session here. If you have friends, or if you are someone who suffers from Russian hoax derangement syndrome, this is a safe space. We will hear you out. We're going to tell you you're wrong, but we will hear you out nonetheless. The number.
My safe space.
The Grace Curley Show is pretty much always a safe space for all different opinions, wrong opinions, right opinions, whatever it is. So the number, if you want to weigh in here, is 844-500-4242. When you hear these cuts, you very well might want to. Okay, so mostly the reason that this is still lingering around like a giant heavy cloud above our heads is because the Democrats quite simply have not come to terms with the fact that their bombshell multi-million dollar 2 year plus investigation turned up a whole lot of nothing. And they can't come to grips with it. They haven't reached that step. You know, admitting you have a problem, you know how that's the first step. They are still on denial. They're still in it. They're on it. They're around it. They have not gotten over the denial part of this stage. And they've had quite some time to figure it out. But it doesn't matter how much evidence comes out proving that it was a colossal waste of time and proving that all these Pulitzer Prize winning journalists from the Washington Post and CNN and all of these places and the New York Times that they were partaking in this giant hoax.
It's an infamous fake.
None of that matters. It's the old George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it. How long did it take me before I referenced Seinfeld my first day back? What do we got here?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right. Well,
closer to five. I'll give you five.
I've been rewatching a lot of it, so it's on my brain. But it is true. Like, they believe this, so they are going to, they're never going to admit this. You know, it's like when Howie talks to those old gangsters and they get really old and you start to say to them, like, hey, you know, can you tell us what really, and they still say, it was a series of unfortunate events. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Was a victim of circumstance. Like, there's some things that will go to the grave with these people. They are not going to admit that they were 1,000% wrong on the Russian hoax. And you know what it is? They're true believers. You know how we talk about that with the masks, the dead enders? That's what Howie always says, the dead enders. These are Russian hoax dead enders. And they are never going to give back their Pulitzer Prizes. They're never going to fess up that it was a giant scam. They're never going to apologize to Donald Trump. That is for certain. They won't even delete the old tweets that make them look like idiots. So a perfect example of a dead ender is Joe Scarborough. And so I come across this clip today. And like I said, I don't normally take a lot of Joe Scarborough. There's only so much I can take of him. But he was talking about Charles McGonigal. And if you've been following this story, and I'm going to pull it up here. Yeah, explain this to us, Jared, because Jared's loving this clip.
There's a Simpsons recurring joke character, TV show McGonigal, which is basically a Clint Eastwood character. And I finally get to use McGonigal. It's not the same name, but it works just as well.
And we're all very happy for you. It's small wins, Jared. No, I told people today, I said, it's small wins. Whatever makes you happy. If this is what makes you happy, it makes me happy. So I just want to give people, and I'm going to read here from the New York Post, a quick overview of Charles McGonigal. I'm sure you've been hearing about it on this show, on Howie's show, but just a little review. Doesn't hurt to have a review. I'm just going to read right from the New York Post. Charlie McGonigal, 54, was among the first FBI officials to learn that Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos told an Australian diplomat that Russia had political dirt on Clinton. Now, the former FBI official was busted Monday for allegedly taking illegal foreign payments, and he played a key role in the Bureau's controversial Russiagate probe of former President Donald Trump. So when a lot of us read this, it's like, okay, so the ex-FBI guy who's investigating Trump over his ties to Russia has ties to Russia? Is that what they call Jared? You know, Jared's very book smart. So I'm going to ask you this. Is this what they would call a conflict of interest?
Oh, yes. This is definitely a conflict of interest.
You're working with the Russians in corruption and you're investigating someone else who has no real ties to this said corruption, but you're going to be deciding.
This is Matt Damon looking for himself in The Departed.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Or who was recently saying they were going to do an investigation into... SBF. This is SBF doing an investigation into his cryptocurrency scam, FTX. Or O.J. Simpson. That's one of my favorites. O.J. Simpson trying to find the killer. You know, I will find out who did this. So we've got Charles McGonigal. Now let's get to the cut here, because it's very interesting. Joe Scarborough has on Ken Delanian. And they're talking about this story. Now, Joe's had a rough week already. It's only Wednesday, but it's been a long one. Because yesterday he talked about how he wished he had gotten like a fourth booster shot because he got COVID. The internet kind of had a field day with it. And rather than just take the L, he came back today with Al Sharpton to defend himself and explain why everybody else is wrong and he's right. But before we get into any of that, he's talking to Ken Delanian, and I want to take cut 12, please.
What it shows is how deeply the tentacles of Russian influence
government. I don't understand this. Can you get a guy bought off by the Russians working on a Russia investigation that ends up deciding Trump doesn't have contacts with Russia? How stupid do these people think we are? He's on the take from the Russians, from a Russian oligarch, and he gives Trump the good housekeeping seal of approval that the FBI does, and they're somehow, I don't understand how they turned this against it. If anything, it undermines the FBI's conclusion that Donald Trump has a clean bill of health.
Now pause it there for 1 second, because can we go back to the original full clip, Jared, on Twitter? Because before he says that, okay, Ken Delanian says that Charles McGonigal played a small role in the Russia investigation. Now, what Joe just did was he introduced a whole new conspiracy theory, a whole new Blue Anon conspiracy theory. And Ken Delanian starts off by saying he played a small role. So Ken Delanian is trying to set us up for Charles McGonigal couldn't have jeopardized. This is what I'm reading into. Like, he couldn't have jeopardized the investigation. He was a bit player. He played a small role. Take a listen to his explanation.
It's a great point, Joe, because they're using this McGonigal case, those people you're talking about, to discredit the Russia investigation because McGonigal played some small role in it. When actually, to your point, what it shows is how deeply the tentacles of Russian influence
I don't understand this.
Pause there. He doesn't understand it, one, because he doesn't listen, and two, because Ken Delanian's spewing BS also. So it's two people spewing BS at each other. But Joe Scarborough is one of those people, he waits for your mouth to stop moving, and then he starts talking. He's just waiting. You know when you talk to someone like that at a cocktail party, and you're in your head, you're thinking, they're not listening to anything I'm saying. They are just waiting for me to catch my breath. They're going to jump in on here, and I'm not going to be able to talk for another 10 minutes. So in the same 30 seconds, Ken Delanian says, you played a small part in the Russia investigation. And then Joe Scarborough piggybacks onto that, but because he's not listening, he goes on to say Charles McGonigal was able to give Trump the good housekeeping seal of approval because, and again, reading between the lines here, is he trying to say that like he was a partner in crime or a partner in collusion with Donald Trump? Which is it? Did he have really no say in this investigation, or was he partnering up with Trump to sweep this under the rug? Doesn't make any sense. I too am confused, Joe Scarborough. We're going to play more of this when we come back. We're going to talk about the Russia hoax. And obviously, we'll talk about Kevin McCarthy's reaction when a reporter asked him about what was different between Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff versus George Santos. He schooled this activist. I'm not going to call her a reporter, because if your question takes longer than a minute, you're probably an activist. We'll get to all this when we come back. But first, I got to tell you, Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. Jared, are you ready for Valentine's Day?
It's creeping up. I am never ready for Valentine's Day.
That is the most relatable thing, I think, for men out there that you've ever said. No man is oftentimes ready for Valentine's Day. But I have a solution for you. Because if you're like me, or if your wife or your girlfriend's like me, she's probably always wanted diamond stud earrings. But the price and the fear of losing one has stopped her. Well, now you can get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79. That's right. Each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. These always sell out, so you want to get them early before Valentine's Day. And I have to tell you a story. My mom actually at one point had a pair of diamond stud earrings, and she waited like her whole life to try to buy a pair, and then she bought them, and she didn't even enjoy them because she said it was so nerve-wracking having these on. And this past summer, she had on the pair of diamond XL earrings that I had bought her, and she was at the beach, and she lost one. And luckily, she was able to find it, so it wasn't a huge deal. But she said to me, Grace, if that had been a real diamond stud, it would have ruined my entire day looking for it because I would have been a nervous wreck. And she said, you should tell people that when you do your commercials for Diamond XL, because it really is nice to have a pair. You can look glamorous at the beach or at the grocery store, and you don't have to be constantly checking your earlobes thinking, did I just lose a big chunk of change on the floor somewhere? So that's just one reason. But also, the quality is amazing. They're beautiful. They sell out really fast. And it just gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. They're made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years. They've got over 8 million satisfied customers, a lot of whom have got them from this show. And people message me a lot and ask for the code. I'm going to give it to everybody very slow here. This offer is good for this week. You want to go to Diamond XL, and it's E-X-C-E-L. It's not X and then L. That's a big confusion point. Go to DiamondXL.com. Save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. That's DiamondXL.com, code word Grace Diamond. Don't wait any longer for your Valentine's Day gift. Get it this week. You'll be good to go. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mom, whoever you're getting a gift for, she'll be happy. You'll be off the hook. You won't be in the doghouse. So go to DiamondXL.com. Save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. And if you don't have a Valentine and you just want to get these for yourself, treat yourself. Why not? Go to DiamondXL.com and use code word Grace Diamond. We will be right back.
Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. By the way, the lines are open. There's so much to discuss today beyond the Russia hoax. We are going to talk about the Russia hoax, but we're also going to talk about Kathy Hochul with Joe Borelli, the New York City councilman, in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Mike Pence. We're going to talk about Netflix because, Jared, I got bad news for you. You can't scam off people anymore and use their Netflix accounts.
Oh, I pay for the account, so yeah, I'm not worried.
I'm sure you do.
All those freeloaders.
This is
hanging on my coattails.
This is not good news for me. This is not good. This is not good news for any of the four Curly kids. We all got this alert and thought, damn, no. I guess 100 million people are using Netflix, someone else's Netflix.
Well, yeah, it was set up to allow that. Like,
it allows for like up to five people to use it. Occasionally, you'll get like an error message if too many people are on it at the same time. But in general, someone else is on a different app or a different streamer, so you're good to go. But I just think this is a little cruel. I think this is a big step for Netflix. They're going to do this in March. And if I could just, and again, I have no skin in this game. I'm not saying this for my own benefit. I just think that this is a really bad idea and they shouldn't do it.
Well, yeah, maybe don't give so much money to Harry and Meghan and the Obamas and you won't have to try to recoup your loss of investments.
I never thought of it that way, that this is actually Harry's fault. You're right. If I should be taking up my gripes with Harry, Prince Harry, or
actually,
whatever.
I think the Obamas are on the board, so maybe the Obamas shouldn't have given so much money to Harry and Meghan that they have to make this up.
You know, I wonder though if people will, I mean, I wonder it about myself. Like, once I'm kicked off, will I buy my own? Because when you have something for free for such a long time, it's more painful to purchase it, you know? I might end up purchasing another streamer or something, but I don't know if I'll get Netflix. That remains to be seen. I guess it depends on what shows are out there. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings just in time for Valentine's Day and for only $79. But if you're thinking of getting these and you hear that price and you think $79, then you go to the website and you say they're not $79. They're a little more than that. That's because you have to use code word Grace Diamond. So when you go to DiamondXL.com, E-X-C-E-L, and you want to save $120, just use code words Grace Diamond. You can just put it all in together and shipping is free. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at GraceCurlyShow.com. Just go there. You can participate in the poll. Do you think anyone will be charged for having classified documents?
This is, what do they call this in sports, Jared, when there's two penalties at the same time?
So offsetting penalties.
This is like seven at the same time. So everybody in the stadium's getting clearance here. If you missed it, Mike Pence, the news broke yesterday that Mike Pence.
Yes, he's self-reported.
Nerd alert about his documents.
I want to be irrelevant. I got documents too.
I got a lot of theories on that and I'll share them with you when we come back. But I'm going to say, No one's going to be charged because they're already softening the soil for, well, clearly this is just a problem of classifying too many documents. This isn't the fault of people taking them. So no, I think everyone's going to get a nice pass on this.
74% of the audience believes no one will be charged. 26% think Trump might still go to jail.
You know, it's like when Everybody in the class fails the math exam, and the teacher has no choice but to say, "This one's on me. I'm going to let you guys redo this." That's the best feeling. All right, when we come back, we'll talk Mike Pence. We'll take your calls. It's 844-500-4242. And I'm back, baby. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. And before I move on to Mike Pence here and talk a little bit about his classified documents, I want to finish up with this Joe Scarborough, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, Charles McGonigal, this web that we weave when the Russia hoax continues to deceive. So let's get into it. And if you have any thoughts on this, if I'm missing a piece of this puzzle, I am always open to hearing what I'm missing. But I wanted to play this cut one more time because Joe Scarborough has on Ken Delanian to talk about Charles McGonigal and to basically pour cold water on the whole thing and call it a big nothing burger, because this is what they do at MSNBC University. They take something that actually is a big deal and they convince their audience, their dwindling audience, that it doesn't matter. I'll give you an example. Joe Scarborough is the same guy who laughed at the Hunter Biden laptop and said it was ridiculous. And I'm sure he threw in something about, if you believe, he's really starting to sound like, is it Harry Caray? That's what he's starting to sound like. If you believe the Hunter Biden laptop, then you should not be near a blender. Remember, he was big on that for a while, telling people not to go near their appliances if they were buying into these vast right-wing conspiracies that all turned out to be true. So he's back to tell us how stupid we are, okay? And now he's here to talk about how Charles McGonigal, an ex-FBI guy who was colluding with Russia, that it's okay that he was investigating Trump for colluding with Russia because, according to Joe Scarborough, and he's given Joy Behar a run for her money on the conspiracy theory train, according to Joe Scarborough, this was all some sort of plot by McGonigal and Trump to get Trump out of jail free by sweeping the Russia investigation. Now, in the same breath, though, we're hearing from Ken Delanian that McGonigal played a small role in this investigation. Again, make it make sense. It doesn't. But this is a new, and we're going to start something here on the Grace Curley Show. Whenever we get a new blue and non conspiracy theory, and I love them, they bring me a lot of joy, you'll hear this sound, and this is how you know. How you know that something's brewing, that Joy Behar has on her tinfoil hat, and that the DA is a Republican who's trying to punish Alec Baldwin, or that Republicans planted the documents near Joe Biden's Corvette. I mean, we've had like 10 new conspiracies in the last week, and they're getting more creative by the day. So let's play just a little bit more of this Joe Scarborough cut. Cut 12, please, again, Jared.
It's a great point, Joe, because they're using this McGonigal case, those people you're talking about, to discredit the Russia investigation because McGonigal played some small role in it. When actually, to your point, what it shows is how deeply the tentacles of Russian influence
government. I don't understand this. Can you get a guy bought off by the Russians working on a Russia investigation that ends up deciding Trump doesn't have contacts with Russia? How stupid do these people think we are? He's on the take from the Russians, from a Russian oligarch, and he gives Trump the good housekeeping seal of approval that the FBI does. And they're somehow, I don't understand how they turned this against it. If anything, it undermines the FBI's conclusion that Donald Trump has a clean bill of health there. When again, even the Republican Senate Intel Committee.
Wait, now hold on a second here. Now, if it were me and I saw this headline, and I'm not as brilliant as Joe Scarborough. Is Joe Scarborough a Harvard man? He's a something man. I can't tell him much, so he might be a Harvard man, but I'm not sure. But if I were to look at the headline about Charles McGonigal, my first knee-jerk reaction as a credulous boomer rube wouldn't be to worry so much about Trump's bill of health. It would be to worry about the FBI's bill of health and what's happening at the FBI. What kind of rot is festering at the corrupt FBI that this is one of the top dogs investigating Trump's connections to Russia, and he has connections to Russia. That would just be a regular person's reaction to this story. Luckily, though, Jared, the FBI has such a squeaky clean reputation.
Impeccable integrity.
Impeccable. You can ask Peter Strzok. You can ask Larry Nassar. Okay, these people know what they're doing. So we don't have to question what's going on at the FBI. It makes more sense, according to Joe Scarborough, to question Donald Trump, because all roads, they don't lead to Putin. That's so yesteryear. All roads lead to Donald Trump. So even though Trump was really the victim of this two-year scam that hamstrung his entire presidency, it's his fault that the FBI is so corrupt and so dysfunctional that one of their top guys was in bed with Russia. This, again, I know we play this cut all the time, but Donald Trump can be blamed for everything.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
It's really amazing. And I just want to say, this whole time that Joe Scarborough is going on this rant, Mika's got her, I'm noticing this now. She always has a little shawl, like a little sweater wrap around her arms, a lavender, fuchsia. And she sits there. She sits there just, you know, head tilted, kind of gazing at him. Her eyes say, like, aren't I so lucky? Aren't I so lucky that when the cameras stop rolling and all the people at home, they don't get to hear the rest of his screaming tirades, but I do. I get to live with this 24/7. And I love how he says, how stupid do they think we are? Well,
quite.
To be fair, this is how stupid, and I shouldn't say stupid because I don't like to judge like that. I'm not mean like Joe Scarborough, but I'll say this is how biased I think you are. I think at one point, and I would be devastated if people forgot this embarrassing moment for Joe. I think at one point you tweeted out a video of you, Joe, and your wife, Mika, unboxing a framed portrait of Robert Mueller to hang in your kitchen. So forgive me if I'm a little skeptical of your hot takes on why the Russia hoax isn't actually a hoax. You know, he's still there telling us we got to get to the bottom of this. And then I would say to Joe, how many more years do we need? Like, just this is going to be like Ukraine. I will write you a blank check. You figure out how many millions of dollars we need to pour into investigating Donald Trump until you find the link that we're all missing to Russia. And you know what the amazing thing is? And this never ceases to amaze me. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski spent all day long. Yeah, they used to like Trump. They helped build up Trump. They had him on Morning Joe all the time. They were at Mar-a-Lago sipping cocktails. But when they were in their real heyday of hating Trump and they turned on him, they would go over and over this idea that he was so stupid. And you could tell they were baiting Trump. Like, I don't know if they wanted him to call in or what. But they would talk about how dumb he is. He watches Animal Planet all day long, shoves hamburgers into his face, can't walk down a ramp, can't drink a glass of water, doesn't know this person's name, doesn't know how to feed the fish in the koi pond. All day they talk about how dumb this guy is. And at the same time, though, Joe wants to convince us at home that Donald Trump is so brilliant that he has gotten away with the most undercover, unprovable collusion scheme that the world has ever seen. No one can prove it. But Trump managed to get away with it. Again, which one is it? Can we pick a lane here? Is he dumb as rocks or is he sly as a fox? Because I'm not really believing both. Now, as we talk about this, we should mention that Kevin McCarthy, who is now House Speaker, has decided to kick, and I'm so, so happy about this. He had originally said, I'm going to kick Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell off their respective committees. And this is getting a lot of pushback. And I don't understand, you know, sometimes the left makes arguments where I go, I don't agree with it, but I can follow it. In this case, I can't follow it. Because if you remember, there was two situations. One is Nancy Pelosi was handpicking or telling certain Republicans they couldn't be on the January 6th committee. And I think there were two, and I don't know if it was Jim Jordan or someone else. Jared, you can fact check me on this. But she said no. She said no to them. Because they actually would have been good Republicans who would have been able to ask questions like, why weren't the Capitol 6 police, why didn't you guys, you know, they had this heads up, why weren't they more prepared? Or why were people being let into the Capitol on January 6th? They didn't want those kind of questions being asked. You know, how much did Nancy Pelosi know before this day occurred? Unacceptable. So she decides to toss these Republicans off the committee.
Yeah, it was Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. Two really good Republicans. She decides, and is Jim Banks, is he going to run for Senate? I think I read that recently. She decides, we're tossing these two off because they're going to ask too many real questions. But we'll keep other Republicans on to keep it bipartisan. Ha! We'll keep Liz Cheney on and Adam Kissinger, the guy who was recently selling the reports online for $100 and signing them. We'll keep them on so it's still bipartisan. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So she set this precedent. It is literally the Pelosi precedent. And when she did this, Kevin McCarthy said, you're going to regret it. We're going to play by these same rules when we take over eventually. And it brings me back. All I can think about is Mitch McConnell, who, you know, has been disappointing me as of late, but he had a great line. I think it was in 2013. When Harry Reid wanted to change all of the rules involving the Supreme Court, and he said to Harry Reid, you're going to regret this, and you might regret it a lot sooner than you think. And Kevin McCarthy essentially said the same exact thing. But the Democrats, and I don't know which it was, I don't know if they thought the day's never going to come where Republicans take back the House, or maybe they thought the day will never come where Kevin McCarthy actually has the cojones to follow up on a threat. Well, turns out he does. So he kicked off Swalwell. He kicked off Schiff off the House Intelligence Committees. And there are so many reasons to do this. There is ample evidence as to why these two people, again, using nice language here, first hour back, why these people should not be on these committees. But a reporter wanted to ask Kevin McCarthy about it. And by reporter, I mean activist. So, Jared, let's play cut two.
Mr. Speaker, you just told us you are keeping Adam Schiff, removing him from the
Intel Committee. Is Santos on the Intel Committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead.
Because you have direct power over who goes on the Intel, but you also will be able to create for your full House, taking off other Democrats, perhaps Representative Omar. But you have said that lying to us is something that means you should be removed from the Intelligence Committee, but why is it not a factor?
Well, let me be very
clear. This is a man who should not be on committee, something you do have power over.
He's got elected by his district.
So,
okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you.
I like how he keeps using, and there's more to this. We're not going to have time. We'll play the other half here. But she said, respectfully. These people, and I had a Twitter follower today who responded back to me. I put up this and I said, you can almost, if you really pay attention, if you really get your antennas out, and you focus on these clips, you might be able to hear a slight difference in tone in the way these reporters address Kevin McCarthy versus how they addressed their hero, their queen, the diva in charge, Nancy Pelosi. But again, you really got to have an eye for the detail on that. But I tweeted this out and I said, you know, I'm starting to notice a difference in the way these reporters are operating now that they're questioning Kevin McCarthy. And one of my followers said, Grace, the longer the question, you know the person's an activist. And I think that's true. The longer the question, the more chances you're dealing with an activist and not a reporter. She's got about a minute. It's Joe Scarborough style questions. A minute of lead up to this question. It's when did you stop beating your wife? Here, let me set this out to make you look like an idiot. And when we come back, you're going to realize the only person who ended up looking uninformed in this exchange was the activist asking the question. Kevin McCarthy had a great answer as to why, for example, why Eric Swalwell should not be on the House Intelligence Committee. And really, the answer could be summed up in two words, fang, fang. You don't really need more than that. But he was being very generous with this activist and giving her a lot of context, because context matters. So we'll get to that when we come back. The Nauset Beach Inn is the perfect Cape Cod getaway for you and your loved ones. Nestle next to our outdoor fire pits. Give the barbecues a go. There's two queen-size beds and ocean view rooms await you in every room. We did a Grace's Goodies for Nauset Beach Inn. It sold out so quickly. I can't wait for people to take advantage of that. But if you missed it, they still have great deals for you. You can enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at just $179.99 a night. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. You can get exclusive access to the only inn on the Cape Cod National Seashore. It's really nice, especially this time of year. It gets cold. It gets snowy. You might get that seasonal, you know, the seasonal blues where you don't leave the house. You get kind of stir crazy. It's nice to plan something to look forward to. And there's no better place to look forward to, Jared, than the Nauset Beach Inn.
Yeah. So next time you're, you know, sitting in 3 hours of traffic getting home like I was Monday, you could say, wow, I'd really like to be in a tranquil place like the Nauset Beach Inn. It's the perfect place to just relax. Every room has a giant picture window and a view of the ocean. If you want to venture down to the ocean yourself, you're steps away from the water. If you want to stay inside and stay warm, you can do that. You want to use the fire pits outside, watch the sunrise, watch the moon rise, look at the stars. All this you can do. You can bring your pets. It's very homey atmosphere. It's very relaxing.
It really is. And if you want to book online now and get any of those deals, you can't beat those deals anywhere, but especially not on Cape Cod. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. We will be right back. 844-500-4242. Pompeo's on now with Fox. He's another person who could potentially be running in 2024. He's got a new book out. And we're going to talk about Mike Pence and these documents that showed up at his house. We'll get to all of this when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
We're going to be talking to Joe Borelli, New York City councilman, when we come back, about Kathy Hochul refusing to let healthcare workers come back, even though her vaccine mandate was overturned in court, and a lot more coming out of New York. But before we get to that, let's play a little bit of cut forward. This is Speaker Kevin McCarthy destroying an activist slash reporter who's asking about why he's kicking Swalwell off the House Intel Committee.
And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy.
And you know what's amazing about that is now Democrats are saying, well, he won't tell us what's in it. He's just using it as a cop-out. Oh, kind of like what Adam Schiff did for years when he was on that House Intelligence Committee and told us he couldn't tell us what he had on Donald Trump, but he had big stuff that ended up being nothing. At least in this case, we know that Eric Swalwell couldn't get a security clearance in the private sector. That makes me feel like they've got a little more substance to these claims. When we come back, we're talking to Joe Borelli about vaccine mandates and crime in New York. Do not move.